Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning forage supplies as we head into the spring and the start of summer. As we look at the supply of hay across the state and actually in the Midwest, we see ample supplies of hay available. So if you do check your inventories and determine that you maybe be a little bit short on supply, there should be some available for purchase and might even be able to find some bargains as you look forward into the 2026 feeding season. So as you look at your supplies, might want to be thinking about some things that you might do differently with your forages in 2026. As you look at that supply of corn silage out there, how many months do you actually have left? Are you going to make it just to corn silage harvest, or do you have a few months in reserve? When we think about corn silage, it's usually good to allow at least 90 days of fermentation. So if you normally chop around the 1st of August, then that means your current corn silage supply should carry you until sometime around the 1st of December, maybe even onward to the 1st of the year. So for a little bit short of that, you might want to consider how much corn that you need to plant in the coming year in order to ensure that we can stretch that supply a little bit further next year. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to take time to assess available forages and make purchasing or planting decisions accordingly.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.